There are 7 very surprising signs that you're eating too much sugar. I think most people know the classic signs of eating too much sugar, which is fatigue, brain fog, belly fat, cravings for carbs, cavities. But I need to clarify exactly what sugar is and the difference between a sugar and a carbohydrate, because there's a lot of confusion in the area of like complex carbohydrates or simple sugars. Like, it's a big blur for a lot of people. A carbohydrate consists of 3 things: sugar, fiber, and starch. But starch is the hidden sugar that no one's talking about. Now, of course, you have like starch in vegetables, but then you also have starch in this stuff right here, right? Or this stuff right here. So what actually is starch? Starch is sugar, okay? It's just a bunch of sugar connected together. And so the word that they use to describe it is poly, which means many, saccharides, which means sugar. So when you're eating starch, you're actually eating sugar, okay? And when we talk about starch in the grocery store, we're talking about this stuff right here, powdered starch. We're not talking about potatoes or vegetables. We're talking about ultra-processed food calorie starch. And this starch will spike your blood sugars way, way, way higher than actual sugar will. On the glycemic index, you have table sugar, which is 65. You have glucose, which is 100, but there are starches like maltodextrin, which can go up to about 185. That's like a massively high spike. And it's not just maltodextrin. It's like modified food starch and modified corn starch. And it's pretty wild because you can make starch from corn. You can make seed oils from corn. And you could make sugar, like in glucose syrup or corn syrup, from corn. You can buy 1 metric ton of corn for $198. Now, from that investment, how many boxes of cornflakes could you make? And cornflakes are mostly made out of corn, and you can buy those from Walmart for about $4 a box. So $200 of corn will turn into 3,636 boxes of cornflakes, giving you profits of $14,500. That's a 7,150% profit margin. Now, what other investment can you get over 7,000% profit from a raw material to a finished product? Can you do it with meat? No. Meat has like a 30% margin. So somehow cornflakes and Cheerios and even vegetable oils are not attacked for being unhealthy. They're heart healthy, but meat, for example, is vilified. That'll cause cancer. But anyway, I digressed from the topic, but I think it's important to know that the biggest reason for ultra-processed food, aka junk food, is massive profitability. All right, so now let's dive into the 7 surprising signs that you're eating too much sugar. Okay, number 7 is reduced collagen. When you consume too much sugar, you're going to produce less collagen, and that's going to show up in loose skin, more wrinkled skin. People that eat more sugar are going to age prematurely. Number 6, a chronic white tongue. So you have a white tongue that just doesn't seem to go away. That is a form of candida, because you're eating too much sugar. You're feeding this fungus and it's continuing to grow. I do not think you can get rid of this candida without eliminating sugar from the diet, because it loves these simple sugars. And number 5, we get into chronic sinus problems. Most chronic sinus problems are a fungus called Aspergillus, is the usual type. And that microbe actually feeds off of sugar too. So again, I don't think you're going to be able to get rid of a chronic sinus infection unless you completely get rid of sugar, because it keeps living off the sugar that you consume. All right, number 4, red or pink gums. You brush your teeth and you see a little pink in the toothbrush. That is a very mild version of scurvy, where you're having a vitamin C deficiency. So when you eat sugar, you block vitamin C, and one place that it shows up is in your gums. All right, number 3 is low testosterone. That's right, sugar will lower testosterone. That can lead to erectile dysfunction, decreased libido, and also difficulty building muscle as well, because testosterone is involved in that. Number 2, susceptibility to infection. That's right, having too much sugar will weaken your immune system to the point where you're more vulnerable to acquire an infection. And the number one sign that you're eating too much sugar, and this is actually very surprising, high levels of adrenaline. Too much sugar damages the cell's ability to make energy in the mitochondria. And so the way that the body compensates for that is by increasing adrenaline, not just for energy, but to help mobilize glucose and to make new glucose for fuel. That's called gluconeogenesis. High adrenaline doesn't come from mental stress. It comes from physical stress, or stress that happens in your cells because you're not able to make enough energy. And so this is why you might notice when you're fatigued that you have a lot of nervous energy, restlessness. That's the big symptom of a mitochondrial damage and a low vitamin B1, because the motor is broken. And vitamin B1 is a spark plug to help activate it. And the more sugar or starch, the more requirement for B1, and then it kind of puts out the flame. So now you get this nervous energy or this lactic acid buildup. So this leads to insomnia, restless leg syndrome, and also the adrenaline is going to affect your digestion and also increase clotting in the body's heart attack and stroke.